I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The Division I Council adopted new legislation for football recruiting that marks the most significant progress in recent years to improve the environment and culture for current and prospective student athletes and coaches. In addition to allowing an early signing period in December, the new legislation also prevents FBS schools from hiring people close to a prospective recruit for a two-year period before and after the student's anticipated and actual enrollment in the school. Another change limits the time for FBS coaches to participate in camps and clinics to 10 days in June and July and requires that the camps take place on a school's campus or in facilities regularly used by the school for practice or competition. Big 12 Commissioner and NCAA Football Oversight Committee Chair Bob Bowlsby says the time was right to make some changes.
There really hasn't been any substantive changes to the football recruiting model in decades. There is still more work to be done, but I think the most impactful and comprehensive change in football recruiting in probably 25 or 30 years.
Coming up, a champion was crowned in women's water polo on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
The Women's Water Polo National Championship last weekend featured Stanford and UCLA, and it came down to the wire, tied at 7.
12 seconds left, no shot clock. Here's Steffen. Steffen shoots and scores! One in doubt, go to the best player in the world. Maggie Steffen steps off the defender and drills it. The Cardinal ahead 8-7.
Steffen's goal proved to be the game winner as Stanford captured its third water polo title in 4 years. It also marked the fourth championship in the last 6 months earned by the university. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.